This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton.
Повертаємось з Вашингтону. Їдемо з хорошими результатами. З тими, що...
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said in his nightly video address on Thursday that he came back from Washington with what he called good results. After the visit to the U.S., Zelensky also met in Poland with Polish President Andrzej Duda. Zelensky told the U.S. Congress on Wednesday that aid to Ukraine is an investment in democracy, not charity, and invoked American victory over the Nazis in a key World War II battle to press for continued assistance. Russia's Rosatom State Nuclear Company said on Thursday that talks with the International Atomic Energy Agency chief Rafael Grossi about a safe zone around Ukraine's Russian-controlled Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant would continue. Grossi visited Russia on Thursday to discuss the power plant that was captured by Russian troops in March. It remains close to the front lines and has repeatedly come under fire in recent months, raising fears of a nuclear disaster. Moscow and Kyiv have blamed each other for the shelling. The IAEA, the United Nations nuclear watchdog, has proposed a safe zone around the plant to guard against any damage to the facility. Hundreds of migrants formed a long line at the U.S.-Mexico border on Thursday, hoping the Christmas period would bring an end to uncertainty over their hopes of securing asylum in the United States. Here's Venezuelan migrant Vanessa Ravenga. She says, we're waiting. Here they say one thing, then half an hour later they say something else. That's the situation. We don't know anything. Many hoped entry would be easier after a December 21st deadline for the United States to lift COVID-era migration restrictions, but the U.S. Supreme Court this week ruled to let the policy called Title 42 stay in place. VOA News. Senior U.N. officials have called for the international community to contribute a specialized armed force for Haiti to help restore the order to the Caribbean nation, where they say insecurity has reached unprecedented levels. In a presentation to the U.N. Security Council on Wednesday, U.N. Deputy Secretary General Amina J. Mohammed said, while there were high hopes a year ago for political reforms, stability and development, by the end of 2022, Haiti is in a deepening crisis of unprecedented scale and complexity, and it's cause for serious alarm. Mohammed said armed gangs have expanded their violent criminal activities using killings and gang rapes to terrorize and subjugate communities. Turkey and Saudi Arabia are the latest Muslim-majority countries to condemn the Taliban for banning women in Afghanistan for attending universities. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
About two dozen brave women chant on the streets of Kabul, fighting for their rights to a higher education. In a second clip, the woman filming the protest on her phone turns to the camera. The Taliban turned our demonstrations into violence. The girls were beaten and whipped. We ran away. Some girls were arrested. I don't know what will happen. The protest comes days after Afghanistan's Taliban rulers ordered women nationwide to stop attending private and public universities. Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu called the ban neither Islamic nor humane. Despite initially promising a more moderate rule respecting the rights for women and minorities, the Taliban have widely implemented their interpretation of Islamic laws since they seized power in August 2021. I'm Karen Chamas.
Cryptocurrency entrepreneur Sam Bankman-Fried walked out of a Manhattan courthouse. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
The parents of the founder and former CEO of trading platform FTX agreed to sign a $250 million bond. Bankman-Fried will stay in their California home as he awaits trial on charges of swindling investors and looting customer deposits. In court, federal prosecutor Nicholas Roos said Bankman-Fried perpetrated a fraud of epic proportions. The judge also required Bankman-Fried to wear an electronic monitoring bracelet. He did not speak during the hearing except to answer the judge. Carolyn Ellison, the former chief executive of Bankman-Fried's trading firm Alameda Research, and FTX co-founder Gary Wang have pleaded guilty to charges including wire fraud, securities fraud, and commodities fraud. I'm Ed Donahue.
The U.S. Senate has voted overwhelmingly to confirm the new U.S. ambassador to Russia. Hours before Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky arrived in Washington, senators voted 93-2 to confirm Lynn Tracy. Marissa Melton, VOA News.